real and lasting impacts on the strength and pace of our recovery.
President Obama's request to delay the mandatory spending cuts or sequestration and find more revenues from taxes already seems like it's dead on arrival on Capitol Hill, where Republicans apparently have little interest in more revenue increases. Joining us live this morning is CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Quartus. Is this a dead deal already, Nancy?
Well, the two sides certainly aren't seeing eye to eye right now, Mike and Bruce. Good morning. Yes, the president suggested that the sequestration should be pushed off at least temporarily with this mix of spending cuts, but also more tax increases. And Republicans have made it clear that they just aren't in the mood for any more tax increases after agreeing to some, a month and a half ago. So we are looking now at a situation where we've got just a few weeks to go before the sequester kicks in. The Congressional Budget Office has predicted it could end up putting about a million jobs at risk. The defense secretary says it could be devastating to his department, and there is no bipartisan agreement in sight on what to do about it.
Is there any difference in how they will approach trying to find a resolution before March 1st than they were in trying to find a resolution before the end of the year 2012?
Well, that in 2012, there was at least an acknowledgement that the two sides at some point were going to have to get serious and work together to figure out a solution. And so at the last minute, you saw the vice president and the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, sit down and work something out, at least to push the sequester off for 2 months as part of a larger package dealing with the Bush tax cuts and so on. This time around, everyone has kind of retreated to their corners. And in fact, there's really an acknowledgement that probably this sequester is going to kick in, that if they've been unable in all these years to try to figure out a way to reduce the deficit in some other way, then this blunt instrument called the sequester, where you just have across-the-board cuts to defense and discretionary spending, then they're probably not going to be able to figure it out together in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, boy. Listen, we understand you have some information on this big mystery announcement from the Postal Service today.
That's right. We're going to break the news on CBS this morning in a few minutes, so I'll give you the scoop now that the U.S. Postal Service, CBS has learned, is going to announce today that they want to cut Saturday delivery of first-class mail by August 1st of this year, so really not very long from now. They say that they would still be delivering priority mail packages, medicines, that kind of thing on Saturday, but they want to stop delivering first-class mail. This would be a big shift for the Postal Service, which has been doing Saturday delivery since the 1860s,
wow,
since its inception, but they say that it would save them about $2 billion a year, and they were $16 billion in the red last year alone.
Will this fly in Congress?
It hasn't in the past. And in the past, the Postal Service has had to get congressional approval to do something like this. They think that they have figured out a way around that, kind of a loophole in the law. We'll see what Congress has to say about that. But, you know, after the terrible year that they had last year, losing so much money, they think that they've got a stronger argument to make about why they need to be making not just this change, but many others.
Nancy, thanks. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the scoop, too. Nancy Quartus,
sure,
CBS News congressional correspondent.